We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, talking today with Manhattan Housing Authority Assistant Executive Director Mandy Thomas and Commissioner on the Housing Authority Brad Clausen. A lot of good information here this morning, and Brad's going to touch on some of his background knowledge. Of course, he was former fire chief here in Manhattan and had a lot of experience with building permits and construction of different facilities here around town. And so I know that's kind of how you got connected here and kind of your the knowledge you kind of bring to the table here.
Thanks, Brandon. Yeah, I think part of, our board is pretty diverse now. And what I kind of brought, I think, was at least a working knowledge of construction and property maintenance type things that I can hopefully help out with. And, you know, that was one of my big things when I first got on. I wanted to try and help, if we need to identify things that need to be corrected. Our maintenance staff's a great staff, and they do a really good job. But if I can help in any way and, especially identifying things that need to be done, and then maybe ways that we can get those achieved, there's always maintenance things that need to be done, no matter if you own property, you know that. And I know property owners in town are well aware that, if you own property, you got to maintain it. And housing authority is no different. And so we're really working hard to try and get things or keep things where they need to be, which is an ever ongoing process. I mean, you can never stop doing that. If you stop with your maintenance, you fall behind, and then you really get in a bind. So it's we're working through that, and Aaron is doing a great job, I know, on trying to work through and get a lot of that maintenance type stuff done. I know one of the big pushes lately has been with our maintenance folks getting the units that are vacated, when people move out and the units vacant, and getting those turned over so that we can get somebody else moved back in. And whether that's, painting them and cleaning them and, maybe getting new flooring or something like that in, the time that those units are under that process is time that somebody's not able to live in there. So, we want to work hard to keep that process as short as we can. And that way we can get people back in them, and I think Mandy mentioned earlier, we've got a waiting list of tenants out there. So sooner we can get them in there, the better.
Absolutely. That is good information there. And I wonder, do you guys have partnerships with different partners here in the community, like let's say the Habitat for Humanity, to get some of that stuff fixed?
Yeah, I mean, I think our maintenance staff does the bulk of it. But if we run into things that we need, contractors for instance, we've got, I think Mandy would know better than me, but we've got people out there in the community that are in that business that we utilize, when we need that more technical or maybe things that we need licensed contractors to do. We've got several of those, I think, that we utilize when we need.
Okay. Mandy, I don't know if you want to add anything to that. And also, you've got an initiative that you're going to talk about here with mental health first aid.
Yes. So on August 17th, we had Pawnee Mental Health come in and do mental health first aid for all of our staff. That was a whole day process. It was great training. We really appreciate Pawnee Mental Health for coming in and doing that for us. So all of the staff now, all 11 of us, 10 of us, are mental health first aid certified for the next 3 years. So that's a big accomplishment for staff. It's going to help us serve our clientele to the fullest and start to really understand what's going on with them on a daily basis. So again, we want to thank Pawnee Mental Health for putting that on for us, and we greatly appreciate it.
For those that don't know, mental health first aid training is pretty, it's kind of a broad term there, but it, I think it focuses on a lot of, you know, being able to maybe respond with more empathy or be able to recognize certain things. Can you kind of explain a little bit, Mandy, how that works?
Sure. We serve a very diverse clientele, and some days there can be some really good days, and some days there can be some really bad days. So we thought that the training would help us with these day-to-day things that we run into with our clientele. So we, again, are greatly appreciated for that training that they put on for us.
Okay. Well, a lot of good work happening here with the Manhattan Housing Authority. I might just ask you here while we have a little extra time. I know we've heard some information in the news about resettling Afghan refugee families here in the Manhattan area, and I don't know if there's been any more movement on that here as of late. Have we got any information on that yet, Mandy?
Discussing with the Catholic Charities of Kansas City is the newest update for that.
Okay, so you're working with the Catholic Charities of Kansas City right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let us know if anything develops on that front. I think a lot of people would be interested to learn more. And that's, you know, obviously we've heard from a lot of our local officials here, whether it's been Perry Wiggins, the Governor's Military Council Executive Director, and others, about how Manhattan really should welcome its refugees here that fought alongside us in Afghanistan. And we'll see what happens going forward if Manhattan becomes a community that can bring some of those in. I think we have the capacity, don't you think?
Definitely. Yes, definitely.
And we'll maybe, Brandon, try and have an update for you next month when we're on and maybe give you a little more info on that at that time.
All right. Very good.
We'll make sure. Oh. One thing I wanted to add real quick to what Mandy said earlier about the mental health training. I know one of the things I asked Aaron to look into, and I think he's getting something lined up, is also doing CPR and regular first aid training for all the staff, because I've always felt like that was important. You know, if somebody needs quick medical aid, really good to have a qualified staff that can maybe start some of that. And so just another benefit to the residents and the folks that are in our units.
All right. Very good. Well, if people need more information, again, let's say that they need the rental assistance or anything else. Mandy, where's the best place to go access that information?
So for the CARA, they would just need to Google CARA, so K-E-R-A. As far as our application goes, again, that's www.mhaks.com, and it's available online, and they just submit it and it comes directly to us. They can go back online, submit any changes that they need to, such as phone number, addresses, anything like that.
All right. And I know that, you know, it can be a tough process for anyone who may be struggling, but you guys are there to help. You want people to give you a call and reach out if they're having some trouble.
Oh, definitely. And our phone number here at the office is 785-776-8588. And we're here from 8 till noon and then 1 to 5 every day.
All right. Anything else?
I would just throw in a quick plug and make sure if you're out there and you need assistance, call the staff. They're really great at helping try and find solutions.
All right. And that's what we need here. We need solutions and help people out here that need it. Brad, appreciate the time here this morning. It was good talking to you. We'll look forward to talking to you again here next month.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, Mandy, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for being here again.
You as well, Brandon. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm going to wrap it up here on In Focus this morning. Thank you to our guests from the Manhattan Housing Authority and the Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine. Our show tomorrow will feature Catherine Foki, Raleigh County Commissioner. She'll be joining us here for the hour. Later this week, we'll also hear from Manhattan Christian College and USD 383, the Chamber of Commerce, I believe, on Thursday with Jason Smith. And then Friday, we've got the Senior Center, KSRE, Research and Extension, and some others. C. Clyde Jones, I believe, is going to join us also on Friday, too.